Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. At its remote WWDC keynote address on Monday, Apple announced it would transition some of its Mac hardware line to ARM-based chips it called Apple Silicon by the end of the year, though it didn't specify which models. Apple says the full transition will take 2 years and that Intel-powered Macs are still being made. With Apple Silicon chips, macOS will support iOS and iPadOS apps natively. Apple's own Pro apps will be updated to support Silicon in macOS's next version it calls Big Sur, and Senior Vice President of Software Engineering Craig Federighi said that the vast majority of developers can get their apps up and running in a matter of days. macOS Big Sur will also include Rosetta 2 to automatically translate existing apps at install time and is using virtualization for running versions of Linux on these new Macs. A developer transition kit in the form of a Mac Mini enclosure with Apple's A12Z chip, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 512 gigabyte SSD can be rented for $500 and returned to Apple at the end of its Quick Start program for devs. As for macOS Big Sur, it gets a big redesign that looks and feels a lot more like iOS, with new looks for the sidebar and toolbars, Finder, Dock, and a new control center. Messages and maps get an overhaul, and Safari will now allow Web Extensions API to bring in extensions from other browsers. iOS 14 showed off a new app library, plus suggestions and recently added app options, and a variety of sizable widgets to customize the home screen. Picture-in-picture lets you view video without leaving an app, and Siri can take commands in a box at the bottom of the screen with widget information as well. A new Translate app works offline for text and voice. Messages now pins conversations to the top of a list, with more Memoji face options, and Messages now supports inline replies as well. Maps is adding new guides for nearby places, bicycle route directions for some cities, and improved EV vehicle routing. CarPlay will gain parking, charging, and quick food ordering options. The 2021 BMW 5 Series will be the first car to support Apple's new digital car key in iOS 14 using NFC that routes through iCloud and can be shared with other iPhone users. A new app clip feature is a small part of an app using Apple Pay and an Apple login that doesn't require a merchant's app to be downloaded, instead are launched from the web. A new Find My Network accessory program allows third-party hardware companies to add accessories to the Find My app. And yes, although it was glossed over in the keynote, Apple confirmed to CNET that you can now set your default and email browser apps in iOS 14. In Apple Pencil updates, Scribble comes to the iPad to let you handwrite into any text field and draw shapes that convert into perfect shapes. You can select copy and paste text that's written like you would have typed. AirPods can now detect device switching between iCloud devices and also get spatial audio, which adapts to head movements with emotion from their head and also an input from a screen, such as motion in a video. AirPods will support 5.1 and 7.1 surround sound and Dolby Atmos. WatchOS 7 supports multiple complications from one app, gets a new chronograph face, updated extra large face, and supports curated faces from third-party apps. The fitness app gets an update, and the watch now supports sleep tracking and a new sleep mode. The home app will suggest automations when you set up a device, supports adaptive lighting for smart bulbs, and supports face recognition for connected cameras with live views on Apple TV. Apple also showed a trailer for its Apple TV Plus original Foundation. tvOS 14 will support Xbox controllers, picture-in-picture, even for AirPlayed content, and a new TV app is coming to Sony and Vizio TVs later this summer. In non-Apple news, Microsoft will shut down its Mixer live game streaming service on July 22nd. The company will migrate streamers and partners to Facebook Gaming. Mixer viewers with Ember balances, channel subscriptions, or Mixer Pro subscriptions will receive Xbox gift card credit. Microsoft will integrate its xCloud gaming streaming service into Facebook Gaming as well. Fast Company reports that Segway will retire the Segway PT and stop production on July 15th. 21 employees will be laid off. 12 will stay on temporarily to handle things like warranties and repairs on the Segways that have already been sold. And 5 employees working on Segway Discovery scooters will remain. The first two-wheeled Segway was released back in December of 2001 for $5,000. Facebook has acquired Ready at Dawn Studios, the VR developer behind the Lone Echo games for the Oculus. The studio has been a publishing partner with Facebook and Oculus up until now. Lone Echo 2 has had its launch repeatedly delayed after initially announcing a 2019 launch date, but is expected sometime this year. Finally, Apple announced a new appeal process for developers found to violate App Store guidelines. Developers may appeal their own violation and the guideline itself. Apple also says it will no longer delay updates intended to fix bugs or other core functions, even if the app is under dispute for guideline violations. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.